What's good? We're talking about the beef between KSI and Deji. I just went on my phone on YouTube and everything, but they're having beef. So let's see this beef. Also, there was beef between KSI's cameraman and Deji's, but yeah. So I'm about to see the video right now. Like, I saw the diss track. So yeah, it was pretty hard diss actually. But just please tell me what you guys think, cause yeah. But I just started my podcast. So yeah. But so far there's high beef right now. There's beef. So when you see what's happening. So it turns out that Deji's claiming to say that KSI, his brother wasn't really, like, he was manipulating him, he wasn't really with him, and that his people are thinking that Deji backstabbed KSI and used him for views, but by Deji he's claiming to say that it's KSI that's faking everything. So yeah, that's just, I can't believe, I don't even know why there's beef. But Deji dropped a diss track, just really crazy. Then again, unexpected, really, because I was just doing my usual stuff, playing Fortnite, usual stuff. But if you don't follow me on my Twitch, it's Nick Cat Pop, so just don't forget to follow me. Yeah, but just don't ignore the background, my brother. It's just like doing some stuff so well. Yeah, but yeah, and then KSI is claiming to say sorry. But Deji in his video is claiming to say that he's saying that he spent so much money on the video that why wouldn't he want to drop the video, the diss track, right? I don't really blame him. Like, you go all the way to LA, you spend lots of money on travel, money and everything, and then all of a sudden your brother just says sorry, you know that, right? No. You might as well at least upload it, because it's just really a waste of money to be with you. And I'm on his Deji's side on that part. But to be honest, I'm just seeing, I don't want to go on any sides right now, because I'm really a commentator, so I can't really choose a side. But right now, I didn't see KSI dropping any diss tracks, but he might have dropped one, so I'm going to double check this channel. And no, didn't drop a diss track. But yeah, and Deji was on the Impulser. What the hell? It's Logan Paul. Okay, it's Logan Paul's broadcast. Yeah, but yeah. To be honest, I don't really see anything from KSI. Just letting it happen. But I don't think KSI is gonna be fighting back. Maybe, we don't know yet. But but people like Wolfie Raps and everybody's reacting to it. So wow, this is kind of like what happened like last year with Jake Paul and Jake Paul and Logan Paul. They're having their beef. It wasn't really that much of a beef because they weren't like beating up each other. They were just like sending diss tracks, like usual stuff from 2000, 2017. But, like, if it was in 2018, it'd probably... This is how it always starts off. They start talking, like, and then they start having, the one makes a joke that the other guy takes seriously, and then the other one drops a diss track, and then the other one gets, like, on just YouTube, and then sees the diss track, like, what the hell, and then, yeah, like, who's not gonna fight back if someone's calling you out? But, yeah. I'm surprised still. And Deji's still claiming to say that he blocked him on Instagram, on his socials and everything. Which is surprising. So. That's crazy. But, yeah, next broadcast, I'm maybe gonna do a podcast with my friend. Yeah. So, we should see who's going to come on the podcast. If you want to come on my podcast, make sure to follow me on my Instagram. It is Caleb_Nardos. Yeah, it's in the profile, it shows a tomato head, so yeah. Yeah. But, so, yeah, don't forget to follow me on my Instagram, my Facebook, follow me, it's Caleb Nardos. Twitter, I forgot my Twitter account, I'll probably check it out later. But, yeah. So, if you want to come on my thing, just DM me, I'll see it. And if you want to come on the my podcast, just say I want to be on your podcast so I know it's not just a random person that's texting me like, hi. Like, I don't know what they want, right? And I think that they're trying to bug me or hack me. I don't know. So, yeah. So, yeah. Well, this is beef. This is beef season. Wait, no. Diss track season is back. I repeat. Diss track season is back. Jeez. Diss track season is back. I repeat. Kiss Side. Quadeca. Jello. Who else? Randolph. There's still more. There's beef between Randolph and Deji. Then there's beef between Constantine and then Jello. But let me check if Constantine fighted back and put on a diss track. So, good evening, Constantine. Still, just not seeing a diss track. Just maybe planning something. Maybe thinking game plans. I don't know. But, Constantine, I have advice. You're gonna have to send out a diss track. Or else there's really no point of it, man. Come on. Or else he's just... I'm thinking he's just editing or coming up with something big. But... still, doesn't look like a big YouTube channel. Just 42 videos and 238k subs. Not looking too bad on YouTube, but not looking too good for him too. But let me see how much Jello has. Jello. You see this? And then he has 9 videos, which is worst on videos, but he has 48k subs, which is, he has less than Constantine, which is upsetting. But let me see how much videos he got on his diss track. Let me see. How much views did he get? He got 734k views. I repeat, it's diss track season back. And then, yeah, so we have 2 contestants entered. Randolph in diss track season. KSI, it's just coming back, mate. Really, just coming back. So, yeah, it's just... you gotta wait and see what really happens and for the real experience. But until then, I'll update you guys on my Instagram. on the podcast, but we'll see. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm gonna keep you guys updated on my Instagram, my Facebook, and everything on the beef whole beef thing. But just say hello. But just say I heard you off your podcast. But yeah, I'm gonna be updating you guys. So yeah, bye. I'll update you.